Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, you're listening to Wrestling Observer with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
Everybody, Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here for the next hour talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts here on SummerSlam Sunday. We are here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. You can check us out on the TuneIn Radio app on your smartphone, iHeartRadio, the Talk Portal, the Sirius Satellite Radio app. This is the most listened to wrestling audio show anywhere on the earth. And as a result, that means anywhere in the universe, as far as I know. So Wrestling Observer Live, check it out every Sunday. We're talking SummerSlam, we're talking TNA, we're talking the UFC on FS1 debut last night. Mike's going to give us a TNA house show report after the break. And Mike, are you happy, sad, depressed, don't care one way or the other, that that Brooke Hogan is no longer with Total Impact Wrestling, Total Nonstop Action Impact Wrestling, whatever you call it?
You know what, doesn't hurt my feelings one bit. Not a horrible actor, and was one of those people, as all these cuts started to happen, we've heard about all these sorts of things. D-Von being one of the last ones here, possibly, maybe, this past Thursday, when you looked at the top of them, you're looking at Hogan, and in a way, I can see you justifying wanting to have Hogan, you know, as far as Spike goes and stuff like that, but it's like, with Brooke Hogan's performances and everything else, and the fact that they were not happy with her whole tweeting of her engagement on Twitter and all that stuff and making it a big deal, and just that the time coming to an end, she was one of those people that you wonder, well, why is she still there, obviously, other than her father? And they had enough, I guess, because she was scheduled to be on there on Thursday and was not, and they ended up firing her or releasing her, or however you want to phrase it, the next day. Again, it makes the most sense financially for them to do. I'm sure it doesn't make Hulk Hogan very happy, but if he wants employment somewhere and he's going to have problems with Hunter in charge of WWE, and getting a big paycheck for doing, not a whole lot, he might as well just suck it up and see what they can do with TNA, because they're having a rough road right now.
All right, we're going to talk a lot more about this when we come back from the break. Also, SummerSlam and UFC, so as they say, do not touch that dial. Back in just a moment. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
Shh. If people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus, it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
At Hotels.com, the savings are so great, you won't want anyone to know. Now until Labor Day, save up to 30% plus an extra 12% off with coupon. Only at Hotels.com. See site for details and minimum booking requirements.
Studies show that as many as 90% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D, making it one of the most common health concerns in the world. But all of that is about to change, because now there's Bio-D Supreme, the absorbable vitamin D. This unique vitamin D spray quickly and easily provides the therapeutic level of vitamin D you need every day. Just a few sprays a day delivers 5,000 IU of vitamin D, the same amount recommended by doctors. Traditional vitamin D pills can lose up to 90% of their potency as they pass through our system, but Bio-D Supreme uses amazing new oral spray technology with a fully optimized blend of vitamin D and all the key cofactors, so you get the vitamin D you need absorbed into your bloodstream in just seconds. Stop wasting your money on pills and get the spray. Call now and find out how to get your free 30-day bonus supply of Bio-D Supreme.
Call 1-800-709-7805. That's 800-709-7805. Again, 800-709-7805.
Call now.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
but it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We're joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, every Sunday. We are here, 3 o'clock p.m., 6 Pacific, on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, all across the U.S. Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio, Channel 208. Streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. Available on your smartphone, the TuneIn Radio app. Check Sports Byline, Wrestling Observer. Either of those. You can also check us out on iHeartRadio, iHeart.com, the talk radio portal, also on your smartphone, and the Sirius Satellite Radio app. No way should you not be able to listen to this show every week. The replay is up for free at WrestlingObserver.com immediately after the show goes off the air. So it is impossible for anybody with internet service anywhere in the world to not hear this show. As a result, it is the most listened to wrestling radio show anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, by the way, if you don't have any internet and you're saying, ha, gotcha, wrong, because as long as you have some sort of cell or telephone service,
that's right,
you can dial into Sports Byline and actually hear this show.
That's right. If you go to WrestlingObserver.com, on the front page right now is a list of ways to listen to the show, and one of them is by dialing into your telephone. So if you don't have any internet, you can still hear the show by calling a phone number. So no excuse, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live every week. Now, the TNA situation here. We're going to have Mike do a TNA house show review. And Brooke Hogan is gone. And we talked about that in the previous segment. Before we go to the house show report, Mike, I got to ask. Dave and I had a debate about this last night. I don't think it makes one bit of difference that she tweeted about her real-life marriage. Because to me, especially in 2013, what happens in real life and what happens in TV, I don't know. I just think everybody knows it is what it is. You can still attempt to get lost in the television program. Sometimes they make it hard, but that's the idea. And to me, if you're going to get rid of Brooke Hogan, get rid of Brooke Hogan because she was a poor television performer who could not do her job in a competent manner, and not because she tweeted that she was married in real life while they're doing a marriage storyline in TNA.
I agree. I think it's more of a matter of just not being on the same page, because I think, you know, again, if she was, you know, smarter and more long-term into things and cared more about wrestling as, you know, the mentality that they would have of it, it would be, you don't have to deny it, but you don't have to push it or announce it on Twitter or anything like that. If somebody asks you, smile, flash the ring, talk about it if you're asked, but don't do what they did, especially when, again, it's more of, fans are going to make fun of us when they hear this. You know, WWE in some ways is so big, you know, they don't have to care about this, but it's like, it's just more, you know, of paintbrushing in the face of what they're going through. And I think it was more that than anything and an excuse. But you're right. I mean, people can separate the two. And again, that's why I think it was more of a matter of just not being on the same page. She makes a lot of money. She is very poor in, you know, her performances. And, I'm sure she's trying very hard. It's just not working. So when you have the out the way you do with Brooke Tessmacher, which they, obviously, or I can't remember. Hopefully I didn't ruin next week's show for anybody, but I can't remember which part that was on. But you have all those outs to
you
do
ruined
it anyway.
It. You ruined it.
I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, it doesn't really matter to Mike Tenay either, because I did hear that, you know, when it was being announced, it's like when Bully Ray made the phone call and said, all right, Brooke, that there was no reaction on how could she be doing this? I thought we were having problems the whole nine yards. You know, what will her dad think when he gets back from New York out of this fake business meeting with Spike and Viacom executives? There was none of that. They just kind of let it pass, which kind of tipped everyone's hands on what was going to happen and what obviously is now, because I've ruined it, going to happen next week. And I don't mean to really, you know, spend every time. It sounds awful that I'm crapping on TNA right off the bat, because I had a blast at the show. I guess I'll do one more thing to just kind of poop on them, because they in their program, they have their 2013 program, there are, if you don't count announcers or referees, 56 people listed. Now, if you don't include guys that they have fired or got released or didn't re-sign or are pregnant or spent most of their time in OVW or in MMA, or are non-wrestlers or already have an entry, you knock off 25 people. Everyone from Kurt Angle to RVD to Joey Ryan down the line. It was kind of, you know, amazing to kind of page through that thing and see how many people aren't there and see how the, you know, things have went for them. So I'll say that is just one more shot against TNA, which I don't really mean to do, because I had a blast at the show. It was really great. One thing they do is they are very fan-orientated as far as going out there and trying to promote when they're there. They don't do a good job in the lead-up as far as promoting, you know, the week leading up to it, and I think the crowd showed that, as I think there was probably, I'll say at best 2,500. I could be wrong. Maybe my counting crowd's ability has dwindled over the years or anything like that, but it wasn't a big crowd. It was a good crowd. It was a vocal crowd. But they just, you know, it was not a big crowd. But they, as far as the people that were there, they take care of them. They bring people into the back, which I thought was a very entertaining way to get the crowd fired up, because every time that they would go to break, Jeremy Borash would come out, and he does such a great job firing everybody up. He's hyping them up, and it's like, we've already taken people backstage. You know, we need 10 more people to take backstage. And we're going to be going live here in a little bit, but we need people to come backstage. And as people are losing their minds, they come back from break. It's a very smart way to do things, and it was, you know, kind of a funny thing to sit back and see, and it was, you know, smart by them. But again, you know, the matches were good. Obviously, there was Hardcore Justice. So, you know, you had the ladder match in the very beginning, you had the tables match, and obviously the title change with Chris Sabin and Bully Ray. So, you know, from top to bottom, as far as merchandise goes, that was, you know, they had a bunch of that, and it was relatively inexpensive. In comparison to WWE. One thing I will say about them, though, is much like Ring of Honor, they don't have a whole lot of stuff for kids, as far as kid sizes and things like that go. And because, you know, Ring of Honor, I kind of understand it because of the fan base. But with TNA, it surprised me a little bit. And so that's something that, you know, again, WWE overloads with stuff like that, but they have stuff for all kinds. And it's kind of amazing for the amount of kids that go to TNA house shows. And they go to TNA, obviously the TV tapings are a little bit different, but who go to these house shows and stuff, that they don't have any merchandise available for them, really. They do have a whole lot of action figures, which, you know, Avery, my son, wanted. He wanted Kurt Angle just because he wanted the belt, proving he is a belt mark just like his father. But, again, the fun, I had a lot of fun. It's a long show. It's very long. They started at 7 o'clock. They're in an hour tape delay. So, you know, from 7 to 9, that was great, but the crowd burns out after that, and if it, you know, the end of next week's show is probably the most the crowd got fired up, and you'll probably hear that during it, too, unless they really do a hell of a job sweetening the sound. But the wrestling fans in Norfolk, most of them, there are a lot of older people there. It was a very nice crowd, a really respectful crowd. Obviously, they were all fired up by all reports from people who watch it on TV. And a little bit of an older crowd, a lot of, like, you could tell they were ex-NWA fans there, and when the reaction that Sting got every time that he was on the screen kind of showed that as well. So from top to bottom, it was a really fun night, and it's, you know, it's kind of too bad as you sit back and think. The type of trouble that they're in financially, even though they have Spike TV support and everything, if that happened to go, it's kind of sad to think that this company is going to go. It's, you know, not like you couldn't see it coming or anything like that, but it's going to be disappointing because, again, it was entertaining and there still needs to be some sort of option other than WWE. not that you can't watch WWE. There needs to be a full challenger to them, but there just needs to be an alternative for you to sometimes, you know, clear your brain and watch.
We don't have a lot of time in this segment, but we'll get into it in the next segment. But my question is, Fightmaster just got moved to Thursday nights after Impact. It was dying on Wednesday, absolutely dying. And they moved it to Thursday, A, to move it out of prime time, and B, to have it follow Impact, because Bellator following Impact always did better numbers than Bellator following anything else. So to me, I mean, that's proof that Impact is valuable to Spike. You know, it may not be the highest rated show, but per Spike standards, it does a good number, and it can serve as a good lead-in for a company that they own. So to me, I think that it's less likely that TNA would just completely shut down than it is that the Carters would get upset about losing a bunch of money and then negotiate with Spike and Viacom and see if Viacom could buy TNA at a fire sale price, and then Viacom would keep the company alive and maybe even pump in some money to help boost it a little bit. So let's talk about that when we come back from the break. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services, as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure, as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
We're back here at Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We're joined by Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. We are here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. On the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio, Channel 208. Streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. We're also available on the TuneIn Radio app. on your smartphone. That's the TuneIn Radio app, as well as iHeartRadio on the smartphone, plus iHeart.com, the talk radio portal. You can always check us out there, live and replayed. The replay airs at WrestlingObserver.com immediately after the show goes off the air as well for free, so check that out. And the Sirius Satellite Radio app as well, so no shortage of ways to hear about this program. We've been talking a lot of different topics, bouncing around all over the place. We're going to get into UFC on FS1 a little bit later on. But first off, Mike was at the TNA House Show a couple of days ago, and before the break, we were talking about the possibility, and this is not even like, you know, no one's even discussed this with me. This is all speculation on my part, but the possibility that perhaps someday Viacom and Spike TV could purchase TNA, because TNA is a valuable property to them, a less valuable property to the folks at Panda Energy. Bob Carter, you know, it's an expensive hobby for Dixie Carter. So maybe he would be open to the idea of selling to Viacom, Spike TV, making some of the money that they lost, and then Spike and Viacom taking over and pumping a little bit of money into it. Not a lot of money, I would guess, but some money. And maybe moving on in that direction. TV companies owning wrestling companies, long term has been a benefit and a curse. What are your thoughts on this possibility, Mike?
I absolutely can see that happening because, again, Spike doesn't have that signature program, or it hasn't been fed any of the sports. Very little, I think. Maybe they've had a football game here or there, but for the most part, it's, you know, they've shown Bellator and they've had wrestling, and that's, you know, and they had the UFC, and that's been about it, and that's been some of their best rated stuff. So, yeah, until that time happens where they rebrand the thing or give it a lot more ammunition to work with, Impact is going to be valuable programming. As far as buying them outright, I could see that. I mean, it would absolutely make a lot of sense, and they could do what they want with it. I could also see them doing something where they make it kind of advantageous towards them, where they buy into it. They have some controlling interest in it, obviously, because it would be, you know, the show airing on their network, and what could TNA really do about it? But have it in a way where they're at least feeding the Carter some money and then recouping some cost out of it. Because, again, the way things are going right now, you know, who needs Hulk Hogan? Does TNA need Hulk Hogan? Or does, you know, Spike need him more? And obviously Brooke, this thing with Brooke is going to be a test. Something's probably going to have to give, relatively soon. But while the thing keeps, you know, drawing, you know, at least is getting some TV ratings and is the top-ranked thing or close to being the top-ranked thing on Spike, a sale like that would make the most sense. I could just see Spike doing it in a way that was really, really more advantageous to them.
All right. The Impact show this past Thursday night, new World Heavyweight Champion Bully Ray has won the title back from Chris Sabin. I've heard the next week's show is very good. And I don't want to talk a lot about TNA here, but did you get a chance to watch the show on Thursday? And any thoughts on it?
Brian, I was at the show on Thursday. Keep saying house show. No, it was not the Friday.
I'm sorry. I was confused. So that's why you ruined the next week's show.
Yes, it is. I'm sorry.
I see.
That's, yeah. And again, the crowd was really good, but it's going to need to be sweetened because it was good. Not as good, obviously, as Hardcore Justice, but, you know, you had all that stuff going on, including the Angle announcement and Sting, who was fantastic during it. I'm sure everybody else probably thinks so as well. I haven't really heard, you know, any reaction to Sting at all, but I thought he was fantastic during the thing. Again, it was not a big crowd. They moved everybody to one side. The hard camera side had nobody on it, except for a few people in a couple rows. That's the camera that they looked at. Everything took place. They had everybody, positioned right behind, the other side of the ring. So, and again, it was a good crowd, but that long of a TV taping kind of burns you out. But with that said, the payoff at the end of next week, was really good, and it was something that legitimately popped the crowd again and really, I think, came off quite well.
You know, I didn't put two and two together that entire time when you mentioned Norfolk. Not a single time did I put two and two together. Because their house shows are always good. You know what I mean?
Well, that's the thing. We had considered it because it was Thursday was Norfolk, and then Friday was it wasn't Portsmouth, but I'm brain locking on where it was, not Newport News or Virginia Beach, but it was somewhere, Roanoke, that's where it was, which is kind of far off, but yeah, we could make an adventure out of it, but you know, all right, one night was enough, and I was not going to anger Jessica anymore by having her sit in a hotel room or anything like that while Avery and I were out having fun watching wrestling.
She didn't want to go cock at Robbie E?
There was no Robbie E there.
Man, what
but
next?
You know what was there? A Park and Park Esquire towel.
And it was only $5?
$5. It was the best bargain there. I actually got that. And there was a, and I'm sure you saw this, there was an incredible doppelganger that was down ringside that looked just like Joseph Park, down to the, he had the black jogging outfit with the white trim. He actually had a bald spot, and you know, kind of like Joseph Park's, where it's kind of like thinning at the very top, not a lot, but you could see a little bit of light there. You know, the towel, the whole nine yards, the glasses, and that was actually quite entertaining.
Believe it or not, I never saw that.
That's yes. Hopefully, he makes more of an appearance next week. Yeah, that was fantastic.
Now, speaking of house shows, which you didn't go to, you went to TV. I'm very disappointed to hear that there was a house show scheduled for this coming, I think it was Saturday night, here in near, about 2.5 hours away, but in Yakima, Washington. And I always like going to TNA house shows, and I was going to try and get a bunch of big, I was going to try and caravan with a bunch of friends, go have some fun. Canceled.
It's disappointing because with the amount of money they spend on the top guys that they have, you know, the Rob Van Dam story is always the one that wins the day, where it's like, you know, I had to keep telling people, you know, they said, what happened to you? And it's like, well, I'm wrestling. And they say, where? And I say, you know, TNA or Impact. And they say, what? And it's like, oh, it's on national TV, and they still have no idea what he's talking about. That's a problem. And their local promotion, I know, I think it's Hermie Sadler has done a lot in Virginia, at least on the western part or the western part of the state and everything. And they have their pockets where they do okay, and they have a you know, relatively rabid fan base that really likes them and really likes going to their shows and everything. But it's just, it's disappointing that they cannot get the word out enough where, you know, to drum people up. And in a city like Norfolk, I was a little surprised because I remember talking to Les Thatcher when the first time I had driven down to North Carolina, and you're going down all these old, you know, these old towns and these, you know, the country areas and marine life areas down there. And it's like, you know, give me the Briscoe brothers and like 10 other guys, and I could still, I bet you somebody could draw money down there. It wouldn't be a lot of money or anything like that. But it's like, you know, again, with the people that were there and the issues they have with house shows, I can't believe that a million people watch their shows. Nobody watches the pay-per-views. And then nobody comes to the house shows, and that's got to be a lot to do with the local promotion and everything coming in. I mean, it's great to have a wacky radio station with a DJ on that loves wrestling that's going to be out there promoting it, and then you give them some shine at the shows and the whole nine yards. But, again, for a national product to have this issue, and I know WCW's had this issue towards the end, and actually in the 90s, you know, they did. And it's, again, it's just, it's frustrating to see it happen because, again, you know, they do have Robbie E, who's entertaining, Kurt Angle, and lots of guys, you know, Magnus that are down there, Samoa Joe, that I want to see make money and have jobs in the whole nine yards, because they're not going to have them in WWE, or many of them would not have them in WWE. And it's just frustrating that they spend a whole lot of money and they seem to waste a whole lot of money, but trying to draw up interest in their shows and getting people to separate from their money is just something that they've been whiffing on for a long time now.
What did you think of UFC on FS1?
I thought it was really good. I didn't realize that we were out, so I didn't realize they were going to show a lot of the pre-show with fights and everything. I wasn't sure exactly what the plan was going to be there, so I'm trying to think of what fight it was that I walked in at. But I saw the whole main card, and it was, you know, again, for a free show, it was really fun. And obviously there was, you know, some issues with Fox Sports 1, and, you know, maybe if you want to try to take a positive out of the way things went, as far as the lead-up to it, there was some interest with, you know, people probably hearing about Fox Sports 1 who may not have heard otherwise because there was an issue over getting it cleared, and all that kind of worked out, and they had an entire day of NASCAR, which I would not have done. I know that was going to be the central part of the day, but I would have added a lot of football in, and a lot of Fox personalities into that equation to try to drum up more interest in it, but it seemed to work out really well for the UFC, regardless of the rating that it gets, because you had a couple quick knockouts, you had Chael defeating Shogun, and actually that pro wrestling style promo that he cut, I thought was, you know, obviously really entertaining afterwards, and, you know, a great polarizing thing, because if you hated Chael before, you really hate him now, once you can get punched in the face, especially, you know, calling out the beloved Wanderlei Silva in the way that he's, you know, he is now. So there was a little bit of everything on it, and some fun performances, and again, for a free show, you can't say there was anything wrong with that.
So the show did feature, in fact, Chael Sonnen choking out in the first round via guillotine choke Shogun Hua. And it's funny because I was watching the show, and I didn't have time yesterday to do my picks. But we had done the betting game with Todd Martin. And I remember I was going through – I spent so much time going through trying to figure out who to bet against or who to bet on. And I chose Conor McGregor, which in the end seemed like kind of a stupid bet. But at the time, I thought, hey, there's a chance. Guys, I can make some money here. You know, lots of guys come to UFC with a lot of hype. Sometimes it doesn't pay off. But anyway, show's starting, and Shogun's coming to the ring. And my buddies are like, who are you picking here? And I was like, well, Chael, obviously. I was like, why didn't I pick Chael in the betting game? Like, I had no doubt in my mind he was going to beat this man. And he did decisively, and then when it was over, I felt like a complete idiot. So, anyway, we'll talk about this when we come back from the break and what it means. Wrestling Observer Live, everybody, on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hey, guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
We are back here on on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Joined by Mike Sipper, VB, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We're here for the next 20 minutes talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. Here every Sunday for 2 hours. 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208. Streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. Available on the TuneIn Radio app on your smartphone. Search Wrestling Observer or what's the other one? Sports Byline. Check out iHeartRadio, iHeart.com, the talk radio portal, as well as the Sirius Satellite Radio app. Front page of WrestlingObserver.com. The replay goes up immediately after the show. Literally the most listened to wrestling radio show anywhere in the universe. So no excuse to not listen. And we are here talking all of the news, pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. Just like to, I'm just going to move on.
Mike's no matter how fast
laughing uproariously.
14 minutes.
Yeah, this would have been the longest 14 minutes of my life. Let me just tell you, if we'd have had the wrong segment, I had an incident occur. Everybody, I'm not going to go into details here, but it sucked. That's all I got to say. It sucked. Anyway, UFC on FS1. We're talking the Chael Sonnen submission win over Shogun Hua, and Mike Vanderlei Silva's next up. Has Chael Sonnen pretty much resigned himself that he's ever going to win a title at this point? Because that was the most impressive win of his career, and he didn't even bother asking for another championship match. He wants Vanderlei Silva. Maybe he figures that Vanderlei is an easy fight, and he could beat Vanderlei, be two in a row, and then he can ask for a title match. I don't know. But I do know he looked great last night, and Shogun Hua did not look great. And it was interesting. It was a fun show.
Yeah, he's obviously a smart guy, and you know he's been calling and looking for Vanderlei Silva for quite some time, for whatever reason that it is. Obviously, you know there's going to be interest in it because you know diehards and the longtime people that have followed Vanderlei Silva, and the fact that he's kind of turned himself into a went from the axe murderer to the axe murdering teddy bear sort of thing now, where it's just Vanderlei's everybody's friend and he wants to be respectful and all that stuff and the whole nine yards. He didn't want to fight Brian Stan because he was a hero and all that sort of stuff. And Chael's smart. You know, he's at that point in his career. He knows there would be backlash for anyone trying to get him to buy him in a title fight or anything like that. And, you know, he is smart enough to know if he does win another one or two in a row, then he can go ahead and ask for that one, you know. But you can look at what happens with Uriah Faber right now, who absolutely in every way you could say deserves a title shot or deserves to be in the mix of a title shot, and you see the pushback that he gets. So no matter how impressive that win was, Chael knows about one thing, and that's promoting Chael and promoting a fight and trying to extract the most money out of people possible or get the most eyeballs. And that's, I think, the first and foremost thing on his mind.
Faber did look awesome last night. And, you know, we were discussing the show with Dave, and Dave was convinced that there's absolutely no way that Faber could ever beat Jose Aldo, or ever beat Henan Barao. And granted, you know, he's had chances and didn't. But I don't think it's impossible that he could beat these men. I would guess that they would win more than they would lose. But Faber looked incredible last night. And Aldo he's had bad days. He's had days where he was sick. He's had days where he was injured. And the idea that, I mean, I think he broke his foot, actually, in his last fight in the first round. And the idea that Faber could never beat these men, I think, is ridiculous. But he certainly, I don't know if I would, you know, I would not book him in a title match now. But, I mean, if he destroys another top name the way he completely, I mean, he was in big trouble against Alcantara last night for the first 2.5 minutes. But once he got out of trouble, he obliterated this man. And if he obliterates another man, I have no problem giving the guy another title shot. And I think he could win.
Yeah, it's not like Alcantara is a bum or anything like that either. There was like, well, now Faber's getting old or something like that. No, he's a really good fighter, and he really surprised Faber. But, you know, once they went to the ground and you know, and Alcantara just couldn't get him. And Faber, even though he had kind of, you know, was working for Faber's back, and Faber was just landing shot after shot after shot on the ground to his face and looking up the monitor and knowing exactly where he was and then, you know, coming back in the way that he did and just beating the tar out of Alcantara the rest of the fight. You know, and look at Dominic Cruz. you know, how, what is he going to be like when he comes back? And like you said, Faber can beat these guys. They're going to win far more than they lose against Faber, but this isn't not Diego Sanchez, a Kenny Florian type situation where he can't beat the champion and can kind of beat everybody else. Faber really can dominate everybody else, and it's just, you know, look, it's not like he gets immediate shot after immediate shot. He goes, he's got to win a couple more fights, even though there were, you know, a couple in a row and he was in the eliminator and all that stuff. It's not like he won't pay his dues and fight other guys, like, you know, fighting Menjivar and fighting Jorgensen, which was a tough fight, or, you know, on paper, it was a tough and interesting fight, even though, you know, Jorgensen was, you know, underneath Faber and it was trained by Faber a little bit and everything else. I mean, Jorgensen beats most guys. So, you know, the impressive victory there and impressive against Alcantara. And the other thing with Faber in title fights is it's not like, yes, he's lost on paper one-sided fights. As far as, you know, I think, you know, at least, you know, one or two were unanimous decisions. You know, Barao was a unanimous decision. Cruz was a unanimous decision. But it's not like he was out of those fights or anything like that. They were highly competitive 10-9 rounds that were, you know, again, Faber may have not have won them. It was clear the other guy did, but he didn't embarrass himself at all. He gave you nothing to say that he shouldn't be there fighting for the title. So people may complain about this. They may not like Faber, and I think, you know, some of it is a little more, you know, deep-seated in that he beats everybody else so bad, you may get tired of seeing it over and over again, but you can't say he doesn't deserve it. And frankly, I don't know how you can say you can get bored with it because, again, Faber, last night, great example, puts on fun fights.
Now, he has not fought Dominic Cruz since he brought him up since October 1 of 2011. It's going to be over 2 years. By the time he gets back into the cage, they have not stripped him of the bantamweight title. Obviously, he's going to have to do a champion versus champion match. And I don't know. His style so relied on speed and quickness. And he's coming off two massive knee injuries, which, of course, your speed and quickness in movement is all about your legs, your knees. And I honest to God, I could be wrong. But 2 years off, massive knee injuries, a style like Cruz's, I don't think he will be the fighter that he was when he returns. I think it's impossible.
No, Barao probably tears him up.
Yeah, he tears him up.
And then you have the situation where you could do Cruz Faber again. They're both tied up 1-1, and you could do that again with, let's say, okay, Dominic, or was that just, you know, the other guy's been a dominant champion since you've been gone, and he's been, you know, out of his mind. So how about you go against the guy who you beat last time around by unanimous decision and who wants to rally back and get a title shot? You know, you could make something out of that. So it's interesting, and I have a feeling that they're, again, depending on what happens with Cruz, they're probably going to cross again, he in Faber. But like you said, it's been a long time, and he doesn't have a lot of time because being a champion emeritus, you know, he doesn't have a lot of time for you know, to shake off the ring rust or anything like that. So it will be very interesting to see what happens when Cruz comes back. But frankly, in the unification match, I don't really think he gets past that.
The rest of the show, there was some good stuff. Alistair Overeem knocked out by Travis Brown after nearly finishing Brown. A lot of come-from-behind victories here. Faber didn't really come from behind. I mean, he did in the first round, but he just destroyed the guy for 3 rounds. But Travis Brown definitely came from behind. Uriah Hall, future in question. Dana White doesn't think he's a fighter. Lost to John Howard, split decision. Joe Lauzon, destroyed by Michael Johnson. Matt Brown, a destruction, destroyed Mike Pyle and then claimed that Pyle was better than GSP, which was the funniest line on a UFC show in God knows how long. Mike Brown, who retired and came back, may retire again after getting destroyed by Steven Seiler, also quickly in the first round. And Conor McGregor did beat Max Holloway, but he suffered a knee injury trying to escape Holloway's half guard. And as a result, did not at all live up to the hype, although he was beloved. And we'll see what the future holds for Conor McGregor. Obviously, a very charismatic, popular guy from watching the first round, hell of a fighter. But a lot of pressure coming into UFC. You know, I can't even tell you the number of guys that have come in with the hype of Conor McGregor. Uriah Hall being one of them, and never panned out in the big league. So I guess we'll see where it goes. But those were the highlights from the show. Any thoughts on any of those fights?
You got to give it to Travis Brown. You really, really do. He ate so many hard punches and so many knees to the body. And it looked like Overeem was just going to overwhelm the guy. But when he stayed in there and he started to land a little bit to Overeem's body, and, Overeem's just one of those guys. It's kind of funny. You try to get away from the Tank Abbott era in MMA, and the guy who goes all out and then burns himself out. It's still with a lot of these heavyweights, it's the same exact thing. And Overeem was one of them. Again, just started to wear down and ate that foot to the face. And it was only, it was two hammer fists. And, the first one was really the one to do it that put him out. And again, really impressive performance. And, again, the fact that he's a guy who's 6'6" and doesn't tire. Obviously, he tired, but he's got that sort of will to him. That's, again, a couple more wins by him. You talk about a relatively quiet heavyweight division. Obviously, Cormier is probably more suited for 205. Josh Barnett is obviously going to fight soon, too, and this is, kind of a look into the past and everything. But, that heavyweight division kind of slim. Travis Brown just made himself interesting and will make himself more interesting with another couple wins.
Guess what's going head-to-head with SummerSlam tonight?
Total Divas.
Total Divas, head-to-head. What do you think about this show, Mike?
Maybe I'll watch Total Divas, and that'll guarantee that I won't fall asleep. Actually, it will probably guarantee I fall asleep.
Three episodes now.
Gets wackier as the weeks go by now, doesn't it? Remember we talked about what would be a work and what would be a shoot on this thing, and how would people be portrayed in the whole nine yards? Well, I don't want you to get upset or anything, but what do you think about it?
Well, I was not a fan last week. Although, honest to God, this is what people understand about me. When I don't like a show, and I absolutely blow my stack on a radio program, which I did last week, I feel a lot better afterwards. So now we're going into the show tonight. Doesn't bother me one bit. I'm going to watch the show. Maybe when it's over, I'll flip my lid again. And maybe I won't. Who knows?
Are you going to watch picture-in-picture style?
No, I'll watch it later, of course.
You should picture-in-picture.
Picture. I'm going to have a whole crowd over to watch SummerSlam. I'm not going to get away with picture-in-picture Total Divas.
You never know who's coming over. Are the women going to be there? That's who this is aimed at, correct?
There's plenty of women.
And and the demos say if this is a WWE type of audience watching this, maybe you'll be surprised and the people that you're inviting over may be down with Total Divas.
I'm sure, I bet you anything, that a large number of them will stay after. Actually, you know what? They won't. They won't. Because unfortunately, I don't get the East Coast feed of Total Divas. And so SummerSlam is going to end around 8:30 here, because we're going to be starting a little bit late. But it's going to end around 8:30, and Total Divas won't even start until 10.
Damn it.
I know.
Now, when the party starts late like that, do you pause the DVR, or do you start watching later, or do you just pick up where it left off, and then before the show starts with you and Dave, just go back and watch the beginning?
Most likely, I'm going to record it. When we get home, I'll just start at the beginning, and we'll all try not to get the finishes, although I usually get the finishes, before they happen, which is amazing.
You're the guy that's doing this on Reddit.
Nostradamus. Actually, you know what? That is the big question. It's not me, by the way. But we'll get to this after the break. But I don't think the Reddit guy has posted spoilers yet. And usually he waits, but he may... It's interesting. We'll talk about this more after the break. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline, Broadcasting Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You
you control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now, toll free, 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
For the final segment of the show, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And I actually haven't gone online in a little while, so maybe maybe the Reddit guy has posted his predictions. But as far as I know, he hasn't. And so it's possible. I actually heard something the last time he posted spoilers, which didn't get out, which kind of amazed me. But it did lead me to believe that we will never see predictions from the Reddit guy again. So I didn't know what to make of it at the time. But if we don't get predictions tonight, I at least have some of my questions answered.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
That's right.
Leaving it very vague there for people to think about.
There was, allegedly, a confession which was then removed. But I was made aware of the confession before it was removed.
Ah. Now,
but,
would this be from an active person or somebody works for them or somebody on the outside?
I can't I can't say too much, but I will say this, that the problem is that there's no way to confirm if the person who made this confession was actually the Reddit guy. So the confession could have been a complete fabrication. The person making the confession could have been a complete fabrication. It's impossible to determine whether or not they were the same guy. But the confession was very interesting. And the confession led me to believe that there would not be spoilers posted this time. Now, granted, the Reddit guy himself, I think, did say that he wasn't going to do spoilers this time. So, you know, this all could have nothing to do with anything else. But so far, no predictions. So the whole thing is just really interesting to me. That's all I'll say. Very interesting to me.
Much more interesting than the T-Rar stuff, but I love that the timing of this. Hopefully, when Art Bell returns, he will have something on this person.
It's possible. It's possible. SummerSlam is starting, everybody. Later on tonight, WrestlingObserver.com. Dave and I, a brand new radio show talking all about it. So head over there and check that out. We'll be back after Raw as well. Have a great time tonight, everybody. Thanks, Mike. Thanks all the folks at Sports Byline, Sirius Satellite Radio, and, of course, all of you, the listeners. We'll talk to you again next week.